Good morning. A Tuesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, a new House committee to investigate the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol would have 13 members and the power to subpoena witnesses. That's according to legislation released by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi Monday. The House expected to vote on the bill this week. The new committee comes as Senate Republicans block the formation of an independent bipartisan commission to probe the attack. The partisan House committee would have 8 members appointed by Pelosi and 5 appointed after, quote, consultation with Republican leader Kevin McCarthy. The idea that it's come to this is quite something.
Well, it is so degenerate, and that's the right word, on the part of the Republicans. We all sat there. We all watched what happened. There were deaths that were associated with the January 6th riot, and that's what it was, a riot. Who motivated it? Trump did. And how did he do it? He stood up there and he said, I'm going to go with you, and we got to go there, and we got to raise hell. Well, let me tell you right now, the idea that the Republicans would turn around after having their lives, the lives of their vice president, Pence, threatened with nooses and everything else, the idea that the American people didn't see what they saw, the emperor had no clothes, it really is beyond belief. And they are so scared of Trump and what he can do to their political careers that they act like fools. They have no courage whatsoever, these Republicans, and the Democrats are doing what they should do. Now, the idea that they are, with consultation, appointing some Republicans to the committee, I wonder which Republican's going to want to be on it. But we have seen in the past that when there are these hearings and when it is clear that the Republicans get a chance, that they will just close their eyes and say the worst kinds of nonsense that anybody's ever heard. So that's where we are. There's no two ways to look at it except that these scoundrels came up to the Capitol, they tried to defy our democratic values, to take away the values of our Constitution, and they did it, and they were supported and abetted by the very Republicans, many of whom were being threatened with their lives and everything else. This is beyond discussion. It just shows what can happen to a great democracy when somebody tries to take it over and nearly succeeds.
President Joe Biden will look to sell voters on the economic benefits of the $973 billion infrastructure package when he travels to Wisconsin today, Alan. He hopes the trip will boost the bipartisan agreement that is held together in large part by the promise of millions of new jobs. But as the Washington Post says this morning, the White House is forced to reassure Republican lawmakers that President Biden would not veto the compromise bill, and now he's facing anger from liberals who want him to go beyond the compromise. Can he sell it to the American people?
David, it's not an easy job being president. You have your people on the left who are saying it's never enough, knowing full well that even though they're saying that, they can't be expected to bring the recalcitrant Republicans over onto their side. And on the other hand, they got Mitch McConnell, who is at the beck and call of the past president. McConnell still has the ability to wreck the whole thing. And while they had 5 Republicans who said the right thing and did the right thing in reaching this compromise, there's no absolute certainty that McConnell won't wreck it. So off to Wisconsin he goes, and it's a very interesting state. Always has been, as you know, David. I wrote a book about it. And it is a place where the politics of the state are always up for grabs. They can elect a very liberal Democrat or a very conservative Republican, as in Joe McCarthy or other people. It's always been an enigma. So off he goes. If he can convince them, well, I suppose he thinks he can convince anyone, but he knows he has to do it.
Well, let's go to a big decision yesterday, and maybe a surprising one for many. A federal judge has dismissed antitrust lawsuits brought against Facebook by the Federal Trade Commission and a coalition of state attorneys general, dealing a significant blow, says the AP, to attempts by regulators to rein in tech giants. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg ruled Monday that the lawsuits were, quote, legally insufficient and didn't provide enough evidence to prove that Facebook was a monopoly. The ruling dismisses the complaint, but not the case, meaning the FTC could refile another complaint. The U.S. government in 48 states and districts sued Facebook in December 2020, accusing the tech giant of abusing its market power to crush smaller competitors. Support for big tech?
Well, yeah. Look, they have a big problem here, and those who want to bring lawsuits, including the attorney general in New York State, and that is people love Facebook. You know, you can't argue with its success. People use it every single day. And when the people read that the government or government officials want to take it down, there's hardly the kind of sympathy you might expect that there would be. Yes, we have monopolies in this country, and we are doing precious little about them. However, in order to get the people on your side, you better believe that there has to be a case made that this is harming us. And people who use Facebook, and there are a lot of them, like what they have. They don't want to see it busted up. Now, that's going to be unpopular with some people, particularly on the left and on the right. Nevertheless, I think in order to win these, you've got to have some massive sympathy for your case.
Speaking of massive sympathy, excruciating. Florida collapse search stretches to day 6th. There are 150 people still unaccounted for, Alan. 11 are confirmed dead. Then you start to see these stories like this one from the Wall Street Journal. Miami area condo that collapsed skirted local codes with penthouse, and other stories of the involvement of public officials in approving projects like this that shows you that politics is everywhere.
David, we know that people who get appointed as inspectors and others are always going to be tempted. There will be people out there who try to bring them over to the dark side. And believe me, this is just the beginning. There's going to be a countrywide, maybe worldwide, look at the way in which these projects are approved. And already we're beginning to hear there were warnings issued. Somebody is going to pay big time on behalf of all of the scoundrels who involve themselves in taking shortcuts.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok.